Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to The Skinny on Interracial Romance. I am your host, Latrivia Nelson.
And hey, it's Bruce. I'm the other guy.
We're doing our weekly, what we said would be weekly or bi-weekly. We're not really sure. We're working that out.
Yeah, we're still trying to iron it out how often we can and want to do it.
But we're going to talk about the highness on today's episode. If you want to call in to today's show, you can do so at 602-753-1878. That's 602-753-1878. Today we're going to be talking about Highness, the book, really excited about it. And today's topic is Don't Be Jealous, A Look at the Crazy Ex After Breakup. Now, I'm sure all of us have a little experience with this. Now, the question is, have you ever broken up with someone and moved on, but they refused to do the same? Or have they broken up with you and still feel the need to insert themselves into your life? You know, they sort of find a way to linger around and make your life hell because although they don't want you or they didn't want you then, they want you now.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what happens when the new love of your life is hotter than them? And so, you know, today we're going to be talking about this in the framework of the book because Prince Michael is definitely hotter than Sean and Hope knows it. So want to send a special shout out, of course, to the people who are always supportive of my work, all my fans who tune in every single solitary episode, who download us. If you're listening live and for some reason you have to step away, remember that you can always go back to the Blog Talk Radio site and download the audio. And we also have started to place it on the Love Pub, on the fan page, and on my author site on Facebook. Quickly, a shout out to all my wonderful women who are a part of Latrivia Nelson's Love Pub, where we get drunk on fantasy on Facebook. It's a private group of about 1,221 people. So you guys keep the conversation going. Send a shout out to everybody who's out there. Special shout out to all of my fans, all of my friends, all of my Love Pubbers, all of my admins on the Love Pub site. I know Karen is wondering if I'm up and if I'm ready. Yes, I'm finally up. Let me tell you, those Saturday mornings are so hard for me to get up, baby.
No, me too, especially when you can't sleep at night and watching TV till about 3 o'clock in the morning, knowing you have to go to work the next day.
You probably were up longer than 3. I would say 4.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, he stays up all night. I go to sleep at what time, like 11?
you slip into the coma between 10 and 11 o'clock.
I am completely out. I think it's your body heat.
Must be.
I think, really, it's your body heat.
I'm quite useful in the wintertime.
Yes, you are quite useful. So let's talk about, first of all, let's talk about men. I've got to pose this to you because that's the whole purpose of you being here. I want to know from a man's point of view, what is it about a woman moving on from your experiences with other men that either makes her more attractive or brings out this possession in guys?
Well, I mean, I think it's probably a human thing. It's that old saying, absence makes the heart grow fonder, you know, whether it's just a period of separation, she goes out of town on the weekends, or in this case, you know, she does end up breaking up with you or you break up with her.
Right. And so he really broke up with her. I mean, in just an amazing way. And I know you guys are getting so tired of waiting on this book. But we have Karen and Sheila who have been just sort of giving me some feedback on a regular basis. I've just been sort of bouncing some things off of them. I want this. This is not going to be, like I said, one of those books where you're going to end up with the couple being married. So it's one of those things where, you know, you're going to see the beginning of their relationship.
Okay.
And I think that that's really key. So the beginning, but you're not going to see them end up being married in one story. So So we want to know more about, and this book is to explore what it's like for them to be together, if you will, just as a relationship or how it starts. So Sean is basically...
He is the ex.
He is the ex, and he's a jerk. I'm going to be honest. He's a complete
jerk. Like they all are.
Yeah, he's a complete jerk. So do me a favor and tell me what it's like to know guys like that.
Well, I mean, I've encountered guys like that, you know, as friends and as
As what now? We lost the beat. I don't know what happened, but we are sorry. We had a bit of a...
technical difficulties.
A serious technical difficulty. I was getting some feedback on the Love Pub saying that it sounded like we were doubled, and now it went completely off. So anyway, we're going to continue this episode. If you hear it doubled, keep in mind that we know that it's doubled, and we'll work on that for next episode. But again, if you could, tell us sort of what it's like to... be in a situation where you know, or have you seen the situation where the guy's suddenly jealous?
Well, I'd have to say, you know, from the friends that I've had that have done that, you know, they say that, you know, they just broke up with their girlfriend. You know, sad to say, boys will be boys. And there are guys out there that like to play around, especially, you know, for you ladies out there, you know, y'all can really kind of, I've told Triv this, y'all inspire confidence. You know, they've been around a while, dated a few girls, and then they run into you, and, you know, you don't do anything wrong. You do everything wonderful. You know, you're smart, educated, beautiful, attractive, and it's kind of like, oh, God, I can, you know, get a woman like that, or I got a woman like that. It's like, you know.
He's immediately looking for the upgrade.
Yeah, it's, you know, great. You know, that whole grass greener on the other side, you know, it's not that he doesn't love you or care about you, but he just doesn't love you or care about you enough.
Right, so he's a jerk.
They definitely classified as a jerk. But it's one of those, you know, for whatever reason, it's, you know, guys are idiots.
Okay.
We just are.
Yeah.
There's a reason why y'all are smarter than us.
We are. I'm so glad that you admit that.
Hey, voila.
Well, for women, it's one of those things where, you know, we treat you like crap, we run over you. Not every woman. There are some really great women out there, but for the crazy ex, I'm talking of the crazy ex now. We run over you, do all this, and then when you leave and you find someone better, then it's like, oh, now I want you back because you're mine to treat like crap.
Well, I could. You'd have to explain that better to them than I could, but It's well. That would be the part that's confusing for any guy that's listening out there. It's understand that we get in a relationship, we do everything right, but you know, y'all seem to be able to hide the crazy for 6 months.
That's why there should be every woman should enact the 90-day rule, the 3-month rule. No sex for 90 days, unless it's in one of my books. And then we go from there. One of the comments was, stalking exes are the worst. Yes, they are. I've had a stalking ex. Have you had a stalking ex?
I have had at least one stalking ex.
Yes. We both have had a stalking ex.
And for clarification, should she be listening, no, it's not my ex-wife. It was a previous relationship. But, yes, I have had a stalking ex.
We won't talk about that.
No, just saying. What are we talking about? We are talking about the dangerous ex. We're talking about... the blowing up the phone ex. Now,
I have to say, though, I think both of our exes qualifies as being stalkers.
Well, I'm definitely on a stalking level. Yours actually did stalk you.
Yeah.
You got the paperwork to prove it. But I have to say, if we're talking about the stalking ex, I'll go ahead and tell you, for men and women, it is a dangerous situation. My experience, you know, being a police officer, you know, they're not going to go away until you make them go away, you know. Don't do the whole, you know, oh, let's talk about it, let's meet somewhere, let's come over. I mean, that puts you in a very dangerous situation. You know, if it comes to the part where you're having to call a guy like me to your house and you're having to put that paperwork down, go ahead and do it. But, you know, the crazy stalking exes, they're not going to go away until you make them go away.
Yeah. Now, Sean, I don't necessarily classify as the stalking ex, and as our exes are, both ex-husband and ex-wife and ex-boyfriends and ex-girlfriends, I think that Sean is the type of stalker where he was invading her space and using the fact that he was helping her out to be the reason why he could, you know, infringe upon her privacy, which is why he showed up at the house.
Yeah, didn't you classify him more as a, you know, I feel guilty for what I did?
Yeah, he felt guilty, but then his true character came out. Because,
the man, the caveman, the I'm paying the bills, I'm putting the money down, you're supposed to do what I say, you know. I'm running stuff here.
Right. Now.
And ladies, you know, you all know you've dealt with them.
Yes. So, we put it on the Love Pub, the scene specifically that we're talking about. So, if you're on the Love Pub, you can definitely check that out. It's literally a draft only for the Love Pub. Can't share with anyone else, but it speaks to Chapter 9, a piece of Chapter 9 where Michael sort of goes crazy on Sean, and he steps up for her. And I think that's the thing. When another man shows a woman that he cares about her, shows her attention and affection, the things that she was denied in a previous relationship, as was Hope with Sean, then, of course, it's a problem now. You know, it's like, wait, you mean to tell me you actually have somebody who will do the things that I know I wasn't doing? And there's this thing.
And now he realizes he's truly messed up.
Right.
So what does he do? He gets angry.
He gets angry, and he lashes out on both of them, but specifically he lashes out on her. And says,
and we don't tolerate that.
No. And you and I sat down and sort of wrote this scene together in terms of how the communication was going to take place.
Yes.
And I think that it's so important to sort of show that, you know, that emotion, that I want to be there for her. You were there once for her, but now you're not. You messed up, and now I'm here, and I look better than you.
It's time for me. As a man, it's one of those. It's time for me to step up and take my place.
Right. And sometimes I don't think that, especially in my books, and I love to highlight extreme situations, but in Highness, I don't think that there could have been anything more appropriate than him knocking him off that porch.
Exactly. It's one of those, you know, any guys out there that are listening, we all know we are men of little words, and when it's time to step up and take action, it's time to step up and take action. That's why, you know, it was a pretty amazing scene, because, I mean, it's what any guy would have done, especially with a woman that they're falling in love with. You know, in her particular case, she's been blinded by a terrible accident. You know, she's vulnerable both physically and emotionally. So, I mean, who's going to step up and defend her if not him?
Now, here's a question, hypothetically. Would you ever date a...
Hypothetically speaking. Anybody that watched Reno 911 knows what I'm talking about.
Hypothetically speaking, if you found a woman who was absolutely beautiful, amazing, and temporarily blinded, would you date her?
Yeah, I'd say I would date her. I mean, it's one of those things, you know, just because, you know, somebody who's got, you know, a physical setback such as blindness or even deafness or, you know, something like that that they had no control over, you know, that shouldn't be something that should hinder any person from saying, hey, this doesn't, you know, because of these setbacks, it doesn't mean that I can't get to know you.
Right. Now, here's another question. And, you know, okay, so you would we can definitely say that you would date someone who was blind. So that's not far-fetched, especially if she's beautiful, smart, loving, caring, got a great personality.
Mm-hmm.
Is it possible, do you think, in this day and age of social media for someone to hide? Because I know a lot of people are reading this and they're going to be like, how did she or how was it not apparent that this man was a prince? Do you believe in that whole thing of hiding out in the open?
Yeah, I mean, it's an old saying. It's called hiding in plain sight. I mean, we see Hollywood starlets do it. You know, you put a ball cap, pair of sunglasses. You know, it's, you know, for this character, you know, Michael, it's a little easier to do. He goes to a place like South Haven, Mississippi, you know, still a rural country area, and, you know, throw on a pair of glasses, hat, maybe grow a beard. change his accent a little bit, it's a little easy for him to hide. And who would believe that the Prince of England is actually here in a place like this? So
in Hernando. Like living in this little house, a nice little house, mind you. But just sort of trying to figure it out. I think a lot of people, when they have like a really traumatic event in their life or something that's very life-altering, they just need to go away and just sort of get their thoughts together. Not all of us have the ability to go to another country and do that. In his situation, he did. He chose to come here, someplace that he thought that, first of all, nobody would recognize him. Secondly, he wouldn't be a problem for his family. And, just the opportunity to be able to focus.
Shed the bonds of his posterity and his fame. And, his image and what he represents and, I guess the best way to say is live amongst the common folk.
I wonder how many people out there have had this experience of the crazy ex. Give us some feedback on Facebook or give us some feedback by calling in 602-753-1878. That's 602-753-1878. Some people don't definitely like to talk about the crazy ex, but I think so many of us have had that situation. Exactly. Some of us have had that crazy situation.
And I think that's what brings us all together. That's why, we can talk about it here. I mean, I think we're all family here. We've all had that crazy experience.
The crazy ex.
Don't be afraid to send it out there and say, hey, I dealt with a similar situation. Throw it on in here.
Yeah. I mean, I'm one of those who truly, I couldn't believe how crazy my crazy ex was. I really was sort of thrown aback, but
I could believe it because I've been dealing with it for like 6 years before I met her.
So you knew, but I'm saying I had no idea.
Same script, different house.
Different, yeah, exactly. I remember us sitting there, sort of talking out all of our situations, and one of the things I love about us is we do sort of rehash everything and talk about it. We find like the funny. It's a funny thing, like we analyze other people and what did they mean, this, that, and the other. But
if you don't laugh, you cry.
Yeah, literally. So, yeah, we had that situation where it was one of those things where we had an opportunity to talk about it. And I think that those conversations definitely came out in highness because we all have dealt with the crazy ex and we all have dealt with being upgraded. You know what I mean? It's like, how many of us have been out there and that person just wasn't good enough as long as they were with you? Or should I say we either have been upgraded or we have upgraded ourselves? You know what I mean? Where we're like, some guy or comes to you and he's like, well, it's not working out. It's me, not you. This, that, and the other.
Yada, yada, yada. Every excuse that you ever heard since you started dating.
Right. So you move on and you're not even trying to upgrade him. You're just trying to find somebody who you can appreciate. And then you meet some amazing guy, who has every attribute that you've ever wanted. And that just seems to drive them insane.
Well, definitely another aspect of that, when you mentioned moving on, sometimes a simple act of moving on is where it relates to timing.
Yeah.
There, ladies, gentlemen, whoever, whichever, side of the sex you're on, it's one of those, chew on this. It's like you've had that breakup, and, instead of you sitting around wallering in misery and crying and, looking a mess, you have the fortitude to get up and say, I'm going to pick my life up and get on down and, get out there. Or, in our situations, we had really great friends who recognized that we were hurt and said, get up, get your butt up, get your clothes on, we're going out.
Exactly. My friends who are now your friends.
Yeah.
My
sister and her friends, they saw it.
Yeah.
Get up, get your clothes
Let's
on.
Let's go.
Go.
Yeah. Well,
you ever have a friend like that, that's the best thing you can do for them. Tell them, even if they don't want to, get your butt up, get your clothes on, we're going out.
Yeah, completely stop the pity party. I think the best thing to do after a breakup is to take a hot bath. Clean that mess, that crap off of you, and get up and start over fresh because life is so much better without them.
Mm-hmm. But chew on this, but where it comes to timing, you ever had that breakup and, like you said, you pick yourself up and, within a week.
I know.
You're out. You done gone out and somebody done asked you out on a date. And sure enough, it might come to that situation. You ever had this happen to you? Oh, because there's places that you and he or you and she like to frequent,
right.
Your little spots.
Yeah.
And they see you out with that person. You broke, and you're kind of like, you're thinking, he comes up, you know, or she comes up, hey, how you doing? It's like, you know, then next thing you know, you're getting a text, you're getting a call. Who was that? None of your business.
Yes.
Well, you know, why are you with them? You broke up with me, so what I do from here on out is
right.
none of your business. What I do when I leave here in about an hour is
none of your business.
And, of course, you. We all know, they go insane, do they not?
Oh, hell yes.
And what do? Let's get back together.
Yes, the immediate texting, calling, and, you know, the craziness that happens. You're like, are you serious? Like, when you thought I was with nobody. Yeah, when you thought I was with no one, when it just wasn't working, then it's fine. But the minute you find out that I'm with someone.
Yeah, exactly.
And I'm happy and I'm moving on, then you're starting with the texting and the calling and the stalking and stuff. I mean, what is that about? We got a question. What happens if your ex won't let you be an ex and you have the power to stop you from moving on? That's a really hard one.
Well, I mean, that is a very interesting question. I guess, you know, when it started off being phrased, when you say they won't let you be an ex.
Yeah. I've been there.
You've got to take the power into your own hands. I understand that there, you know, potentially sounds like you're in a dangerous situation. You know, it, like I said, if it comes to a point where you got to get law enforcement involved to let them know that you're serious, then go ahead and do it.
I've had to file a restraining order, too.
Yes, and we all know that I tell everybody that I make the scene on when I'm taking these domestic reports. Yeah, what is a restraining order? It is a piece of paper that says they can't be anywhere that you're at or anywhere that you might frequent. Does it stop them? No.
No.
So the best defense is your own defense.
Now, I believe that women should file restraining orders against their exes, but I also think that they should file restraining orders against their new current relationships. Or whatever it's exes sometimes, too.
Yes, very possible.
You have to draw that line, you know.
It's not so much him you got to deal with. It's his new girl who could be potentially a problem for you.
Right, exactly.
And the best advice is that, you know, to the whoever posed that question, tell somebody, tell everybody, tell your family, tell your friends, tell your guy friends, your girlfriends, let everybody know that you are in a potentially dangerous situation. Get them involved. Get their help, whichever level of help they're willing to give you. You know, if he keeps coming around, if he comes to your work, if he's blowing up your phone, texting, you know, that is a violation of the law. It is against the law. It is unwanted communication.
You know,
the minute they do it, and the minute they call you and text you, and they tell you, and you tell them to stop, and they continue to do it, they have violated the law. Get law enforcement involved. You know, you let them know you filed a report. Leave you alone. Last time you warned them, and you know what? Tell your friends. Tell your family. Let everybody know what you're going through. I know it seems a little embarrassing, but you could use their help, and at least they know. Should something happen to you, you know, they know who it is, who potentially it is. You know, get others involved.
You know, outside of, like, the super, super crazy exes, just the crazy exes of, oh, my God, I can't believe this person was as ridiculous as they are.
And then you start asking that question, what was I thinking?
I think that that's another thing. One of the realizations that hope is going to come to is, what was I thinking? And how many of us have been... You ever, like, dated someone and they were hot to you and you stopped dating them and you just get a little space and you realize, oh, my God.
It's kind of like, dear God, I lowered my standards.
Yes. You have that moment. And I think you and I have talked about this. It's sort of hilarious. But, like you said, it's like you meet them and you're like, wow, I was expecting something more.
Well, you know, we all been there. We've all had moments of weakness. And, you know, we're all human. It just happens.
Yeah, you absolutely.
Know, just don't make the 9-month, 18-year mistake, you know.
right, yeah.
Yeah, don't make that mistake, you know. But
that,
you just
here's
live and
the
learn.
Thing. That's the thing all of us have to deal with. How many of us have made the nine-month, 18-year
mistake?
Next
18 years.
And you're like, I got to see you for 18 years? Oh, my gosh.
It happens, you know.
My girls and I have sat and talked about all of our experiences. And, you know, here's the thing. It helps to laugh. You can't take every moment of every day very seriously. You got to be able to laugh at yourself.
Oh, no, it'll destroy you.
Yeah, you got to be able to laugh at your decisions. You got to be able to be like, yeah, I know that he's ugly.
know, we just we all have our moments. That's all that can be said about
like,
it.
Like, oh, do you remember, what was the
y'all,
name?
Y'all watch out for this.
No, the Martin Lawrence snippet of Crazy and Deranged. We were kids when that came out. You remember? Do you remember the Crazy, Deranged? I got to find it and post it on YouTube. At that time, it was funny because I was a kid. But, oh, my goodness, if you all have not seen Martin Lawrence's bit on this, I'm going to try to find it on YouTube and post it on the Love Pub. Now, if you're, like, around my age, then you were laughing because he was funny.
Mm-hmm.
But only after you became an adult did it come back to your mind that this was what he was talking about. It's like a classic piece. It's so freaking funny. I mean, I wish that I could find it. You know what I'm talking about?
I remember that stand-up comedy.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so check out Crazy and Deranged, and I think that, you know, you'll sort of get a look at what we're talking about. So Crazy Exes, definitely this is one part of, I won't say that Sean is a crazy, crazy ex in the sense that we need to be careful of him.
Yeah, no, he's more of just, you know, pumping his chest, throwing his weight around, you know.
Right.
We all know that guy.
And I posted this awesome song. I'm not really into the Jonas Brothers at all, but this, I was really surprised by Jonas's new song. Nick Jonas is his name. He's not in our age group, and I think that's why we just don't even know who he was until this song came out, but it's called Jealous. And it is so perfect for this episode because it talks about how, you know, he did get jealous. He got jealous of just the idea that somebody would come around and, hey.
Yeah, that's the level of jealousy. I mean, any guys listening, you've been there.
Yeah, we all
get jealous.
Their
very presence, even though there's nothing going on, their very presence just makes your skin set on fire.
Yeah, we all get jealous. I get jealous. Do you get jealous?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's, with any relationship, I mean, I think there's healthy levels of jealousy because,
right.
I mean, you know, we all know. I mean, if you don't get jealous of your man or your woman even just a little bit, then it's not there. You know, we had a discussion earlier. It's not there. Just
right.
Go ahead and call it off.
Yeah, I mean, I think a healthy level.
There's healthy levels.
And then after that, it comes to the point where there's trust and reassurance that you know that the person is in your corner.
Yeah, and guys, don't be that guy. Don't be that every time y'all go out and some guy is looking at her, staring at her rear end when she passes, and you know you're ready to break a beer bottle over his head. all you're gonna do is embarrass them.
Yes,
and embarrass yourself.
Embarrass her so bad.
When a guy puts his hands on you, woman, do what you gotta do.
And that's directly from Shaq.
Trust your instincts. Yeah. Until she says, no, don't. I got this.
You got it? Well, I mean, you know, I tell you this, as with every other part of my life, it's always so enjoyable and it just passes by very quickly. I wonder if we're going to blink and be 90.
Yeah, that's usually how it works.
Well, what this episode has ended, and I really wish that that we had an opportunity to have more time. But we'll come back and we'll do this in 2 weeks. In 2 weeks, the book will probably have dropped and we'll have an opportunity to sort of, you know, talk to the readers about what they think about Highness, what they think about the crazy ex. And I think we'll come back and talk about what's next in a relationship when you find the person who's the right one.
Oh, there's always a big question. When do you say I love you?
When do you say I love you?
Very interesting question. We would love to hear y'all's opinion on it.
I think that's perfect for in 2 weeks. Come back. Next week we're going to be on the hill doing our thing for something completely different.
Well, 2 weeks, say I love you.
2 weeks, say I love you. No, 2 weeks, we're going to talk about when do you say I love
you. Yeah,
you
really are hard up, aren't you?
I'm going to beat the crap out of you. 2 weeks, we're going to come back and talk about when do you say I love you.
And then
we've only got 10 seconds, so after this conversation on Block Talk Radio, we can talk about that whole hard up thing.
Exactly.
All right, it's been great.
I'm in trouble.
Thank you for tuning in to The Skinny on Interracial Romance.